Now that that's over with?
We have been sent here to fight alongside our Federation allies against the Dominion.
I appreciate your gesture, but I'm not sure it's necessary.
The Klingon High Council thinks it is.
Our communications relay in the Gamma Quadrant hasn't detected any signs of Jem'Hadar activity for quite some time. They seem to be giving the wormhole a wide berth.
They will come. And when they do, we will be ready for them.
Transfer complete.
Hello and welcome to Subspace Transmissions, the podcast where two Trek fans step into the arena and tackle the best, worst, weirdest, wildest, and everything in between that Star Trek has to offer. I'm Cam Smith, and joining me on the bridge.
This is Tyler, doing as he always does and picking Move Along Home all the time.
And we have a very special guest, emerging from the Mirror Universe, Scott Hardy.
It is truly the best of both worlds. I am here.
That's right. I really appreciate the black leather outfit, Scott.
Always, for you.
I'm curious, though. Scott, where might we know your voice from?
Well, multiple episodes of Subspace Transmissions, of course.
Now that we were able to spin you off into a so-so endeavor, what are you up to now with, in terms of podcasting?
Well, every Tuesday, you might just find me and a certain Cam Smith talking about spy movies on the Spy Hards podcast.
That's right. There's a lot of Cam Smiths out there, but yes, the Spy Hards podcast is Scott and I's spin-off project where we tackle a spy movie every week and determine whether it makes the knock list, which is the need-to-see official classics of the Spy Hards canon. So I think, Scott, recently we've done what? We did Central Intelligence, a bunch of the Harry Palmer films. We've got From Russia with Love coming up.
Yeah, GoldenEye, we've done that. Dr. No. And I mean, to be fair, this is the spin-off that nobody wanted. This is the Section 31 spin-off.
Ooh. We are the Giorgio spin-off of podcasts.
Well, guys, I can't wait to listen to From Russia with Love.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
So what are we doing here, Cam? Well, I'll tell you, I'll answer my own question. Sorry, sir. But we are trying to craft the greatest season of Star Trek that's ever been made. How do we do it? We are going to go about drafting episodes. And we're talking about it in these terms. I will pick an episode 1. Scott will pick an episode 2. Cam an episode 3. We'll mix it up. We get to go through the episode orders from throughout the entire franchise, all of the series, and figure out which one represents episode number X, Y, or Z. Best of all, it might sound confusing right now, but just jump right into it and we'll get going. What we're going to do, though, is I have a random list generator. Each single round of three, we will randomly go in different orders so we can mix up our picks. But before we get into that, I'm curious, like, Scott, what was your method for kind of how you wanted to go about picking your top picks for this sort of draft?
Well, I just listed out all the episodes of Star Trek Discovery. And then when I ran out of those, I then went and found the Enterprise episodes that followed the list. And then that was it.
Wow. what about Star Trek Picard?
We don't talk about that here.
Okay. Cam, beyond that great strategy, what did you do?
The animated series Star Trek. That's what I did. No, what I did was I basically had a few windows open and I just kind of skipped around the series, pinpointed all the key episodes I wanted to talk to, and then went back and filled in gaps. It was interesting in that I noticed, I think it was like slot number 15 was like kind of a shaky slot. Maybe it wasn't 15. There was one in there. I think it was 17, actually. 17, you could tell in like the seasons that like 17 and 20 weren't the ones that they often were like, we've got to put our home run episodes in.
Cam, I had the exact same experience with those two episode numbers as well. Like, I was going to bring it up. So that's just hilarious that you brought it up ahead of me, too. Scott, did you find that?
Yeah, those exact numbers are completely true on my list as well. Although I did end up making a sort of second best list for some of these ones. Like, narrowly missed the mark for being number one for me on some of those. So, and I also tallied up the stats of each show to see who wins.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it's a good thing that, like, Star Trek Discovery doesn't go past, like, episode 15 in a season, because obviously 17 and 20 are where you really run into troubles.
Tribbles.
Thank you. Thank you. well, let's get right on to it. I am going to do the random list, and we will figure out the first round and go from there. And we can mock each other's picks. We can try to argue why this one's great or not. And look, we've got 26 slots, or I should say 27 slots. We're going to pick, like, draft 26 episodes and then one bonus episode, so every single person can go an equal number of times. So stay with me, guys. Here is the order for the first round. And it is going to be Tyler first, Scott second, Cam third. So I guess if...
How convenient.
Well, for me. For me. But, you know, I don't get to choose any of my episode twos or episode threes. So, look, I think this is a pretty stacked round, though. But, like, the first episode of the season, do we want to do, like, a series finale? Do we want to do, like, a really strong season premiere? I know a lot of people might say, oh, best of both worlds, part two. I think part one is far superior than part two. I don't know how well it stands on its own. I think A Mock Time is another great one. But if I'm thinking about an epic Star Trek episode that I think deserves to be number one for the season, I'm going with the feature length Way of the Warrior.
Yeah, I had it down to two episodes, Way of the Warrior and A Mock Time. And I'd highlighted Way of the Warrior because I just had decided that was the... I mean, come on, if you're going to kickstart a season, that one's much more slam bang, as much as I love A Mock Time.
I believe Scott told me, he sent me a text message, he picked The Man Trap.
That's my answer for every single episode.
I don't think you understand how this draft works, Scott. But you're next, sir. Oh, no, did you have anything to share with episode one?
Well, I had The Way of the Warrior as well. Which is fortunate, so we're all on board on that one. I do have an issue, though. We may have to not have this as part of the episode. But the way I've done this list, I'm not entirely sure it's the same way you've done yours.
Go for it, sir.
Okay. How have you done your list?
Well, for episode one, I've only had episode ones to pick from.
Yeah.
Right. Well, some of the ones you just mentioned, like Best of Both Worlds Part 1 was not an episode one.
No, I said part two.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so scared there. I was like, is this supposed to be like a whatever you want list? And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
This okay, makes it way fine. More fun, We're Scott. Back. Don't worry. So, Scott, you are up with episode number two of the season. What are you going with, sir?
Okay, I had three episodes I had to whittle this down from. I ended up going with Darmok.
Very great pick.
The Next Generation.
This one is pretty brutal as well. It's very stacked. I put Enterprise Incident as another possible one. The Visitor from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. You also have Family from Next Generation. Cam, what did you think about the possible picks going on in episode two?
I also had Carbon Creek from Enterprise and Yesteryear from the animated series, which is the best episode of the animated series. So this was a pretty brutal one. I had highlighted The Visitor, but I'm curious as to why Scott chose Darmok.
I think I actually went back and rewatched this episode when I was picking this this list. It's just such a great example of what Star Trek does best, which is about communicating, coming together, and overcoming a problem.
I think it's
just Star Trek at its best.
It's a go-to episode for anyone if you're trying to introduce them to the franchise and what it makes it work so great. I agree with you, Scott.
One thing neither of you mentioned was New Eden.
There might be a reason for that.
I mean, look, I like New Eden. It's one of the best episodes of Season 2 Star Trek Discovery. But when I'm putting it next to, like, Darmok, Family, The Visitor, Carbon Creek... no.
Also, I thought Scott was talking about Way to Eden, and I was very confused. And then when Cam started calling it the best episode of Season 2 of Discovery, I was like, wait, what? Am I having just as much confusion as Scott is right now with the format of this game? Hi.
Right.
So, Cam, you are up next with episode number 3, best season ever.
Right. So the ones that really jumped out to me from the season, I mean, obviously you had House of Quark from DS9, you had Home from Enterprise, Brothers from TNG, and Ensign Row from TNG. I really, I really to put myself out there and decide that I think there's only one answer, and that's the Paradise Syndrome. Episode 3 of Season 3 TOS, obviously, right?
I think our answer is all you need right there.
No, I kid. The answer I went with was Home from Enterprise Season 4. This is the episode where they all go, this is the one where they all go back to Earth. We see Phlox experiencing racism. We see T'Pol and Trip going to Vulcan. I think this is a great character episode of Enterprise. And I found it was often tough because a lot of my favorite Enterprise episodes were going up against like heavy hitters of TOS or TNG or something. But this was this third slot was one where I could really make a good argument for Enterprise beating out most of these others, as much as I like House of Quark.
I think I might have picked Ensign Row in this situation because it is another one of those stand-up episodes where they actually kind of shake the foundation of Star Trek by introducing a character that just doesn't conform to this world that we know so well, which is the eponymous character of this episode.
Mm, yeah, that's a good point. What about you, Scott?
I actually didn't pick Home, but I like the inclusion of it now thinking about it, because if we're structuring this season, it needs an episode where the pedal comes off a little bit. Because we've had Way of the Warrior and then Darmok, which, I mean, Darmok's not an intense episode, but there's a lot going on. Whereas Home maybe gives it a little bit of a chance to breathe.
Right. We had Family didn't get picked for round 2, and that's kind of like the breathing episode there. And I think Home is a good spot for slot number 3.
Well, next up in this second round of episodes 4, 5, and 6, we have Scott, then Cam, then Tyler. So, Scott, you are going to pick episode 4. For the greatest season ever crafted of Star Trek.
Okay, I'm going back to TNG, shock horror. But some of the ones that... there's only one episode on my list of ones that didn't make it, which was Mirror Mirror.
Very solid.
What I ended up going with... It's a very good choice, but what I ended up going with is Who Watches the Watchers.
Ooh. Very nice. I'm never going to deny somebody love or appreciation for that one. One of my favorite all-time TNG episodes. Why is that, Scott, though? Why do you pick it at number 4?
Again, it's one of those Next Generation episodes I'll always go back to as a solid comfort food sort of episode. And we can't forget, this is also the one that's got Leland Palmer in it, right?
I believe it does, yeah.
I forget the name of that. Is it Ray Wise?
Ray Wise, correct, yeah. That's it. Leland Palmer's from Twin Peaks, that for those of the people out there who weren't aware.
Oh, he was the guy in the duck blind, right?
Yeah.
I get it.
But, Picard becoming a god to these people, and then he takes the girl up to the ship and explains the technology. It's just a terrific episode of television.
I love it. I think Take Me Up to the Holosuite would have been another great pick. Cam, is there one that were... There's actually another TNG episode that might have been included, but I don't know if that made it on your list, Cam.
Yeah, this was a stacked category. I'm almost glad I didn't pick for this fourth slot because I had Mirror Mirror bolded, but I also had highlighted Relics from TNG, which is an amazing episode. I had Tinker Tenor Dr. Spy, and I also had Naked Time from the original series. Like this fourth slot is a very stacked one for sure.
Well, Cam, speaking of stacked, you don't really have that with episode 5, in my opinion, but there are actually a couple episodes that are pretty good for Star Trek. What's your pick here, sir?
Isn't it crazy how like these certain numbers in a season are really kind of weak? It's obviously like kind of that break of let's just put the weak one that
they're
week.
Burnt out
what
by
are
episode
you guys talking
5?
About?
Well, I don't know, Cam. let's hear your pick and then we can debate.
Yeah, I ended up going with Rejoined from DS9. Okay. This is the one where Dax reunites with a former partner of hers, romantic partner, who's obviously in a different body now. I think this is one of the great Star Trek stories using sci-fi to tackle a subject that, at least in 1990s television, they weren't willing to confront necessarily straight on. I thought this was a really profound episode, very moving too, and a great performance from Terry Farrell. I did very strongly consider Remember Me from TNG, the Crusher episode, as well as Cupid's Errant Arrow from Lower Decks. But Rejoined, there's just a power to that episode that those ones don't have.
I think that's a very solid pick. I might have gone with Cupid's Errant Arrow just to ensure that we get, one Lower Decks episode in there. But I'm really not going to fault you for that one.
Mm-hmm. Why is no one talking about Stardust City Rag?
I don't want to hear that. Actually, you know what? Scott, spoiler alert, but we might have to talk about that as early as next week. So stand by. I get to pick next. A pretty solid category. I'm a little shaken up about this because I think there's a very strong Voyager entry that I could pick in here, but the Deep Space Nine entry is just one of my favorites of all time. I'm going all out with Trial and Tribulations for episode number 6 out of this, but it breaks my heart that I was not able to include the 100th episode from Star Trek Voyager, Timeless. It might be my favorite episode of Voyager of all time as well, but it just isn't quite there with Trials.
Yeah, this was a pretty slam dunk category. Like, there's some really good episodes. Doomsday Machine is one of my favorite TOS Indeed. Episodes. Yeah, it's a super fun one. But when you see Trials and Tribulations on a piece of paper, it's just like, I'm sorry, there's almost nothing that could compete with that. So it was a very automatic slam dunk for me. What about you, Scott?
It's actually really interesting. I actually went with Doomsday Machine.
Oh, interesting. Why did you go with Doomsday Machine over Trials and Tribulations?
Trials and Tribulations is a fun episode, and it, you know, you get some laughs out of it, and how they combine the two shows is fantastic. And we saw that behind the scenes stuff in Vegas a few years ago, and that helped me love it even more. But there's something to be said about that whole battle with the Doomsday Machine, seeing the Captain Fry ship into it at the end. It's just a fantastic television episode, and the suspense is great. It's only one of those TOS episodes I would show to other people. There's loads of TNG, but not many TOS I would show beginners, and that's one of them.
It is like such an exciting hour of television that I agree, but there's something about just like the technical effort of Trials and Tribulations as well. Like, it's a episode with so many pleasures, both character related, tech related, just in terms of just the visuals they achieved, and it just has that certain. I mean, when you're watching Sisko meet Kirk, how do you not get chills? It's so incredible.
Well, speaking of chills, Cam, number 7 is up next, which ensures that you are picking Let He Who Is Without Sin. But I will outline the order officially. It is Cam, then Scott, then Tyler for this next round of 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, okay. So I very strongly considered Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad from Season 1 Discovery, as well as You Are Cordially Invited from DS9. But I got to go with a Voyager pick here. We also have been a little absent on Voyager. I think this is a really good one, which is Body and Soul.
Ah.
The one, yeah, the one where the Doctor basically puts himself in Seven of Nine's body. And this episode is just an acting showcase for Jeri Ryan. It's so much fun. There's some great comedy. And just like the pairing of the Doctor and Seven is always strong, but here we get a really great showcase. And we get to examine sort of the way the Doctor thinks of Seven and back and forth with that. It's a great dynamic. So what do you guys think of this one?
Well, I thought if you were going to pick a Voyager episode, it would have been Eye of the Needle, which I know is one of your all-time favorite episodes from Season 1. And Voyager is actually pretty stacked in this category. I think a bit of an, undiscovered gem here would be Scientific Method. I believe that's from Season 3 or Season 4 of Voyager. That's another very strong entry, just for me personally. But I don't know, Scott, what would you have gone with?
I actually went with Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad.
Interesting.
Because I didn't choose Trials and Tribulations, so I didn't have that comedy episode to come away from in the next one. So I thought, let's go with a slightly funnier one. And I did want to throw some love at Discovery because of a couple of episodes it has done well. This is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also did underline Nepenthe as well from Picard, because I can't say a lot of other Picard episodes came anywhere close to my list, but that one was very strong.
Well, why don't we jump over to Scott's pick for number 8. What have you, sir?
I went with one of my all-time favorite Enterprise episodes, and that is Twilight.
Nice, nice, nice. What about Twilight stands out to you?
I just love these alternate future episodes or alternate realities, like things like Yesterday's Enterprise, stuff like that. Anything that changes the timeline. And in Twilight, we obviously see the potential future when Earth's been destroyed by the Zindi, and Archer's got, like, he loses his memory every day and T'Pol's taking care of him. Trip is the captain of the Enterprise. This is like a small fleet of Earthlings left, of Terrans left, trying to survive against the Zindi. And it's just this lovely, sweet story at the same time of having this quite cool idea.
It really delves into the Archer T'Pol relationship in a way that I mean, they always had that good dynamic on the show, but this one really delved into that relationship in a very rich way. This is, I think, possibly my favorite episode of Enterprise as well. There's not many contenders, I'll say that much. And I had not a lot came close to me. I had underlined episodes like Attached from TNG or Necessary Evil from Deep Space Nine. But yeah, this was a pretty slam dunk one for me as well.
Well, I'm bummed neither one of you are Meridian fans from Deep Space Nine.
Oh, sorry. Scrap what I said. That's the key one right there.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised neither of you went with Year of Hell.
It was on my list, but I was very nervous with two-parters because I was like, well, what if I pick like Year of Hell Part 1, but then the person who picks the next one picks something completely different? I have this weird cliffhanger episode that goes nowhere.
It goes into like an animated episode. You're like, that's not resolution.
Yeah. It's like counterclock incident. It's like, oh.
Well, look, I found episode 9 to be a very stacked category as well here. I might get strung up by a lot of TNG fans for not picking Measure of a Man, but I go with the one that is just stuck in my head more than anything else, and that is Metamorphosis from the original series. It's actually the episode that I introduced my girlfriend to. She is actually done her Star Trek TOS watch. She binged it all, I think, in like 3 weeks. That was the episode I figured would draw people in, and I think it's one that works for me, and it works for really showcasing what TOS is all about when you're talking about like communication, as you said earlier, Scott. And it's a great character showcase for both the guest stars, you know, the ambassadors from Cochrane, as well as what's going on with, you know, just the top line actors here.
I love the direction of this episode. That moment where she holds up the fabric and looks through it at Cochrane is incredible.
Are you upset with me, Scott, that I did not go with Measure of a Man?
No, actually, I went completely different to both of you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what did you go with?
I went with the Tholian Web.
Nice. That was on my list. Mm.
It's just a great introduction to an alien, memorable episode.
Well, I was going to say, wonder that if I picked, or if Scott had picked Year of Hell, I wonder if I would have picked Year of Hell Part 2. I wonder if that would have influenced my pick over Metamorphosis, but honestly, probably not.
I'm actually a little concerned though, Scott. Do you fail as a spy by not choosing Our Man Bashir?
It was on my backup list, but I just felt like it wasn't. It's a great episode for me as a spy fan, but in this fantastic best season of all time, I would have chosen the Tholian Web.
Okay, yeah, I had Measure of a Man underlined, but I think that Metamorphosis is a pretty great pick anyway.
Well, coming up next, episodes 10, 11, 12, the order will be Tyler, Cam, and Scott. I've got episode 10. This is a pretty solid one. There's a very strong entry from Voyager, a very, very strong entry from Enterprise, and I think I still have to go with the TOS entry like twice in a row, and that is Journey to Babel. This is one of my all-time favorite Spock episodes. It's the introduction of Sarek, of course. We have the best fight sequence ever in Star Trek history, in which we have Kirk pounding off the walls to fight the fake Orion disguised as an Andorian and snaps off his antenna. Like, this is this is classic Star Trek all the way right here.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, Shatner fighting. I mean, it doesn't get more classic Star Trek than this. Yeah, this was also the slot we had Corbomite maneuver. So the 10 slot for TOS was very strong. I was looking, though, at, like, also Counterpoint from yes. Voyager is so amazing. Magnificent Ferengi on DS9 is a great episode. There was quite a bit that I considered, even No Small Parts from Lower Decks. Yep. So this was a stacked category, but Journey to Babel is one of those episodes that's so classic, so iconic. This makes a lot of sense. Scott, you did a rewatch of TOS not so long ago. What are your thoughts on Journey to Babel?
Journey to Babel is a solid choice, however, not the one I made for this one either. Mm. I'll let you in on how I kind of put this list together. With the newer shows, obviously their episode listings are shorter. Discovery tends to end around the 13, 14 mark. And you know how I love Lower Decks. So I tried to work one Lower Decks episode in, and I chose this as their strongest one, and I went with No Small Parts.
Yeah, I like that totally strategy. Fair. Yeah, it's a very solid season finale for the inaugural season of Lower Decks. That was on my list, but there's episodes, can't mention it, you know, like Counterpoints, It's Only a Paper Moon. It had similitude from Star Trek Enterprise as well. Like, what a stacked category right here. But we'll jump over to you, Cam, for episode 11. What are you going with?
To me, there was really only one choice. As much as I like Latent Image from Voyager or Waltz from DS9, how could you ever not pick Parallels from Season 7 TNG, the Amazing Worf episode where we get the future of deranged Riker on the bridge under attack from the Borg. We get the introduction of the romance with Deanna Troi that goes nowhere but has a lot of spark in Parallels. I think this is a great episode of TNG, one of my favorites from the later era of that show. So where do you guys come down on Parallels?
Well, I think the fault lies in that they never had a parallel universe in which Alexander is a fierce warrior that made Worf proud. I think this is a great pick. I'm not going to fault you. There's a couple other ones like Waltz. I might have made an argument for that. You also have a great one like Shattered, which is actually a pretty solid Chakotay episode from Star Trek Voyager. Can't really go wrong with Parallels, though, can you, Scott?
Not at all. It was 100% my choice as well. I did dance with the idea of having Waltz, if you pardon the pun.
I don't get it.
Oh. no, but it has to be Parallels. Just seeing, I can just visualize Tyler in his fancy dress costume as the bearded
Which
Riker.
Which one? I've got so many.
Well, isn't it, you did the one for Halloween once as bearded Riker in the Parallel
Universe? Yeah, that was actually our friend, fallen co-host Benjamin Yong, who is bearded Riker from Parallels. I actually went as caveman Riker from Genesis, in which I had the beard and the wig, and I even put like a fake bone in my hair, you know, like cavemen would do back in the day. And Cam, did anyone we encountered that evening out on town for Halloween, did anyone understand what I was supposed to be?
Nope, but you probably still got more recognition than Ben Yong.
That's true. Yeah, it just looked like Ben was wearing a dirty uniform because he purposely scruffed it up to make it look like he was in that parallel Borg-dominated universe.
Pretty much, yeah.
I hope it wasn't one of those expensive Anovos ones.
No, God, no.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, coming up next, episode 12. Let's hear it, sir.
I really hoped I wouldn't get this one.
Yeah, I can understand why.
Yeah. I ended up going with kind of a schlocky episode.
Okay.
Because it's maybe one of Janeway's finest moments. Yeah, you get to see Janeway become Ripley in Macrocosm.
Oh, I'm so interested. Why did you go with Macrocosm?
I wanted something kind of fluffy in this kind of massive great season of all time. And nothing really stood out to me in the other options. I'm sure you'll throw out some great episode choices for me in a second, and I'll regret this. But just seeing Janeway fighting a CG horny bee thing is still one of the finest moments of Voyager.
Well, it's weird. For that same Halloween, Cam went as a horny bee thing.
Buzz, buzz.
What did you guys come up with?
Well, I'm going to push back against, I like Macrocosm. It's definitely like a fun action-packed episode. But if we're talking Voyager, I think Blink of an Eye is like Voyager at its peak right there. That is like a top 10 Voyager episode for me right there. Whereas Macrocosm, probably a top 25 Voyager episode.
Yeah, I had Blink of an Eye underlined, but I also was looking very strongly at the Pegasus from Season 7 TNG, which is a pretty fantastic episode as well.
I feel like Pegasus gets kind of ruined by these other Voyagers for me, but...
Fair point.
Yeah.
All right, so we're next going to jump over to episodes 13, 14, and 15. And the episode order, it's going to be Cam, then Scott, and then Tyler. So, Cam, kick it off, sir.
I kind of didn't want this one in particular because I feel like there's only one pick.
Okay.
as much as I love Dear Doctor from Season 1 Enterprise or Prototype, my guilty favorite on Voyager Season 2, you gotta pick Far Beyond the Stars, one of the great Star Trek DS9 stories directed by Avery Brooks, which takes a look at basically a 1950s, I think it was. Was it 50s or 60s, Tyler?
It was 1950s, yeah.
Yeah, 1950s sci-fi writer and the racial politics of The Office and just society in general. This is just like one of the all-time great episodes. We went to a tribute honoring this episode at the Star Trek Las Vegas Con a couple of years ago. All three of us were there. This is a very important episode of Star Trek, and it's one you can't really, you know, say like, you know what, I'm going to go with For the Uniform instead. It's like you got to go far beyond the stars.
For the Uniform is pretty solid. I also liked United from Star Trek Enterprise, but I agree. I don't know what else you could pick, so it's kind of, it's not as fun of an episode title or episode number to debate over. But Scott, your thoughts on Cam's pick, Far Beyond the Stars?
It had to be that. The only other one I wrote down was Deja Q, which is fine, but it's not Far Beyond the Stars. There's a lot of episodes on this list that we're compiling that transcend just being a good Star Trek episode. And this is definitely one of those ones.
Well, let's hope you can pick another one of those ones for episode 14.
No pressure. Well, I went with the original series. I didn't have any backup choices, so when I wrote this list, I obviously was quite set on Balance of Terror.
Nice. Very nice. Why is Balance of Terror such a standout episode for you?
It's just a classic example of that submarine battle. Plus, you get Romulans for the first time properly. And you get that reveal that they look the same as Vulcans, and yeah, solid. What did you guys get?
That was also the one I highlighted as my pick for this category. The only one, I mean, there's some good episodes for sure. Message in a Bottle is a good episode on Voyager, but I did look not strongly, once I realized Balance of Terror was in the running, it's like, okay, well, that's the obvious slam dunk, kind of like Trials and Tribulations. But I did, you know, Conundrum gets some points for me as well. Conundrum's probably my second choice.
Yeah, I would have gone as a second choice either, like, you named drop both of them, Cam, you know, Message in a Bottle and Conundrum. But Balance of Terror, I don't think that one is too tough to pick as the top one right there. For number 15, this is a very stacked category as well. And I've got to pick it. Ooh, this is tough. I'm really split between two right now. I'll give one answer and then I'll try to justify it. But ultimately, if you want to know about the best dynamic between Q and Picard, I think Tapestry spells it out right after All Good Things. We haven't had a Q entry yet. And I just think about the episode that I watched on my my COVID birthday a couple months ago. And it was Tapestry. Like, that's just one that is reaffirming all out Star Trek as Picard considers what his life would have been had he not taken as many risks. And he ends up as like a junior grade lieutenant working in stellar cartography. The other one, look, I already have my Tribbles fill with Trials and Tribulations, that pick from earlier, so that's why I don't need to go with Trouble with Tribbles. But Lower Decks, the actual TNG episode, that is really solid, and I was hoping we could get at least some sort of Lower Decks representation, even if it was not the animated episode.
You also had Yesterday's Enterprise, which is another all-timer. Like, this was a brutal category.
I've already sort of foreshadowed I love these parallel universe episodes. For me, it was a slam dunk, Yesterday's Enterprise. I mean, just that line, let's hope history never forgets the name, dramatic pause, Enterprise. Whoa, that's it for me. I'm sold.
That's the one I had in bold as well as my pick, but believe me, I don't fault anyone who goes with Tapestry or Trouble with Tribbles or Lower Decks or maybe even First Contact, one of my favorite episodes of TNG. Like, this was a pretty tough category for sure.
Well, let's hope in season 4 of Star Trek Discovery, somebody wanders up to Admiral Vance and asks him if he's heard of the Starship Enterprise. So for 16, 17, 18, we are going to go Scott, then Cam, then Tyler. So Scott, take it away with episode 16.
So when I originally wrote this list about a week ago, and I went back and tried to rewatch as much as I could. And this is one of the ones I originally wrote down an answer, rewatched the episode, and then changed my answer.
Oh, okay.
So my original answer, which is not the one I'm going with, was Q Who.
Right. Okay. Introduction to the Borg. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's just a, you know, as you say, Cam, introducing the Borg. But then I just went with, and it had to be really, the Galileo 7.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's the crucible for Spock. That's what makes him, you know, just rise up to that command level by the end. And in terms of his arc throughout TOS, it's such an important episode.
I think if you're doing like a top five, you know, go-to Spock episode list, this has to be on it because it tells you so much of who he is, not just at his core, but as a Starfleet officer, and that's always the dichotomy between the characters that we follow, is their duty versus what makes them, you know, them. And I think this is a great pick, Scott.
Yeah, the only one that I had highlighted over that was The Offspring, which I thought was a pretty fantastic episode as well. Jonathan Frakes' directorial debut, wasn't it?
It was indeed. I would not have picked this Deep Space Nine episode over either Galileo 7 or The Offspring, but another episode that I think really makes you reframe this character in your own mind is Dr. Bashir, I presume, in which we're introduced to his parents, and he's revealed to be somebody who's genetically enhanced. That really changed how I viewed Bashir going forward, which I thought was very fascinating.
Well, we've learned recently, Tyler, how much you love Julian Bashir, so that makes sense.
I'm willing to use my veto power on him.
I should also note Prey fell in this slot from Voyager Season 4, which is another favorite of mine. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of favorites of yours, Cam, you're up next.
Yeah, I get the old category of episode 17, like the weakest batch, really, where it's like there's some good episodes in there I really like, but it was... Whereas you look at some of the others where it was like Tyler trying to weigh between Yesterday's Enterprise and and Tapestry, that is not the case for slot 17. So the ones I really considered were two TOS ones, The Squire of Gothos from season one and A Piece of the Action from season two. I also looked at Sins of the Father from season three TNG and Visionary from season three DS9. But I gotta, I think, go original series on this. As much as I love Bound from season four Enterprise, which also fell in this slot, I ended up going with A Piece of the Action because I really enjoy Squire of Gothos, but I feel like A Piece of the Action is just iconic. And I guess we do have a comedy episode this season already with Trials and Tribulations, but this is a pretty amazing one with Kirk and Spock as gangsters. I don't know if we so far, gentlemen, maybe you can jog my memory on this. Do we have any where they have to go to a planet and dress up in period era costumes? I guess we have the proto-Vulcans and Who Watches the Watchers, but I feel like that is a Star Trek standby as well. So we get that in A Piece of the Action.
I guess we also got it in TNG season 7 episode Thine Own Self, you know, in which Data loses his memory on that primitive planet.
Sure, sure, but we haven't picked that one for this actual season.
And I don't think anybody will.
No.
Alrighty. Well, look, I'm on episode 18, another pretty good category for me. I will ultimately go with... okay, I'm going to take a risk here. I don't blame anyone for not following up on this. Actually, you know what? I can't because I think I know who what 19 will be. So for 18, I have to say, even though In a Mirror Darkly Part 1 is my favorite episode of Enterprise, you know, like I just absolutely love that. Cam, it's the same conundrum you're facing. It's like, what happens if somebody doesn't pick In a Mirror Darkly Part 2? And I think I'm very worried that's going to happen. So instead, I'll go with an all-time classic TNG episode. No one can fault me for this. This is Cause and Effect. Very close runner-up, though, would have been Arena as well.
Yeah, I was also looking very strongly at Duet from Season 1 DS9.
The only thing with Duet, though, is I haven't actually seen that episode in about 12 years, whereas I've probably watched Cause and Effect like 10 times in the last 12 years.
I'm glad you picked this because Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad didn't get picked. And Conundrum didn't as well. So we don't have a lot of high concept episodes, and Cause and Effect is definitely one of the all-time great ones.
We do have parallels.
True. That is true.
But I am on board with Cause and Effect. It's my top five TNG.
Yeah, and the only other episode I had noted was Death Wish from Season 2 Voyager with the Q that wants to commit suicide. I thought that was a very strong episode, but it's not on the same level of playing field as Cause and Effect, In a Mirror Darkly, or Arena, for sure.
Okay, so for episodes 19, 20, and 21, it will be Cam, then Tyler, and then Scott. So Cam, pick away episode number 19.
Yeah, there was really only one choice for me. Again, In a Mirror Darkly Part 2 is great, but I had no confidence that someone would necessarily pick Part 1. So I'm really only looking at, like, you know, First Duty's really good, or Lessons is good, the one where Picard has the love interest, where they, you know, play music together. But I'm sorry, In the Pale Moonlight from DS9 Season 6 is one of the all-time best DS9 episodes. It's kind of a little bit like Far Beyond the Stars, where you're like, you know, you see that name on the list and you're like, well, obviously that's the pick, because In the Pale Moonlight is one of the great dramatic showcases for Avery Brooks, and also just for the character of Sisko and an examination of the territory he's willing to travel down in dealing with the Dominion War. This is an all-timer episode. Tyler, Scott, I think you'd agree.
I like the reason I didn't pick Inamir Darkly Part 1 is because I had no confidence somebody would pick Inamir Darkly Part 2 if it was stacked against Pale Moonlight. Like, it is just one of the most outstanding episodes, where it really pushes Sisko to the edge and what he's willing to do to win this war against the Dominion.
I didn't even think about having a two-parter at this point. I think In the Pale Moonlight just shines brighter than anything else at this stage.
So bright you can dance in it.
You mean waltz in it. Okay, so I've got number 20. This one isn't quite as stacked as previous categories I've been blessed with. Ultimately, I'm going to go with His Way. This is the episode in which we're introduced to Vic Fontaine as the hologram coaches Odo on how to get Kira. And this is really like just such a standout Odo episode. And we haven't had, I think, a standout Odo episode yet. He's one of our top characters as per last week's list, Cam. So I'm more than happy to go with His Way at number 20.
Yeah, this one was a slam dunk for me. I also had that highlighted. There's some good episodes in this 20 slot, but not a lot of home runs. I really enjoy Return to Tomorrow from the original series and Court Martial from the original series. The Chase from TNG is a really good episode. Obviously, The Muse from Season 4 DS9, where Jake Sisko meets the alien woman that helps him write better, is a crucial episode to understanding the mythology of Deep Space Nine. But His Way is the choice.
I think I'm continuing my trend of having offbeat answers.
You chose The Muse?
Of course, of course. I love Jake Sisko. Unlike the both
good
of you.
Shepherd.
No, I went with Tin Man.
Tin Man?
Okay.
Okay, I've got to understand why Tin Man. This is fascinating.
That is... okay.
I don't know. I saw the list and I didn't really remember what His Way was. And so I just thought, well, Tin Man's got an interesting story to it, I guess. And that's why I went with it. It was a real desperation call, this one.
For those that don't recall, it's the one with kind of that organic spaceship that Harry Grainer is kind of interfacing with. It from TNG. This is a it's a unique one, that's for sure.
But then. I'll bet you there's people out there that are excited to hear that he mentioned Tin Man, because, you know, Scott, Tyler, we just did our rankings of Star Trek characters last week, and we heard from a few people that Elnor is a lot more loved than we gave him credit for. Yeah. So maybe there's people out there who are equally excited to hear Tin Man get a mention.
Can you just imagine, though, like in about 15 minutes when I read out the entirety of the list, if, you know, amongst the greatest episodes that would compose a perfect season of Star Trek, Tin Man was included. That would have been interesting. Alrighty, so for 21, 22, and 23... Scott, you are up next for 21, right?
I thought you were punishing me for Tin Man.
I apologize. I apologize. You're picking next, sir.
I am indeed. And the only question I have is, are you Archons? No? Okay. Well, it's Return of the Archons.
Return of the Archons?
Really?
Okay. Okay. This fascinates me.
This is his Tin Man revenge right here.
So how I put this list together was I literally got up a whole list of every single episode in a row and had to keep flicking back and forth for each number for each show. So if I missed a really good one, that's on me. But even in my notes,
you
next
did.
To it, I wrote, okay.
You missed five.
Continue. I want to hear as to why Return of the Archons deserves the list.
I don't think it does. But Well, I wrote down this as a struggle, so I've obviously missed a few good ones. But, you know, in terms of the whole, like, Landru thing, overtaking the planet, it even gets a reference in Lower Decks, which has not been mentioned once on this list, which I still don't like. So I suppose that's my Lower Decks revenge, is Return of the Archons.
Okay, Tyler, what were your picks for this category?
The Drumhead, The Perfect Mate, Someone to Watch Over Me, E Squared, just to name a few. Cam, what would you have picked over Return of the Archons?
Wasn't Someone to Watch Over Me the next slot?
No. Well, it might depend on how you're counting Dark Frontier. Dark Frontier was a feature-length episode versus a two-parter.
Yeah, they split it in half on IMDb, so it really messed me up. That's right. Yeah, so I would have gone Someone to Watch Over Me, I'm pretty sure, or E Squared. But, I mean, Return to the Archons, you can't say it isn't iconic.
Well, even when I quoted it at the beginning, both of you were dumbfounded, so it can't be that iconic.
Well, you know what? Someone out there is very excited to hear Archons get included. So Ben Stiller is very excited because he named his production company Red Hour after the Red Hour in Return of the Archons. So there you go.
Alrighty then.
I stand by it.
For 22, 23, 24, we'll go with Tyler, Cam, and Scott. Okay. I'll just say it seems like an easy pick, but I'm going to Space Seed from Star Trek, the original series. I've picked a lot of TOS episodes so far. The only real competition for me was Children of Time from Deep Space Nine. That was another bit of a, you know, one of those kind of underlooked episodes, in my opinion, but still not quite there with Space Seed, which is just such a classic as you're introduced to Khan.
I thought you would have jumped all over The Wire from Season 2 DS9.
Between those two episodes, Space Seed and Children of Time, The Wire, just not quite there for me.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Space Seed is an amazing episode. The introduction of Khan, I can totally see why you'd choose this one. Yeah, this is it's not necessarily the slam dunk that like Trials and Tribulations is, for example, or Far Beyond the Stars, but it's a pretty iconic episode. I am fascinated at the selection of TOS episodes that have made it onto this list, though.
Are we back to Return of the Archons again?
Well, I just think it's really interesting when you look at the history of TOS. I don't know that people would expect necessarily Metamorphosis or Return of the Archons to make the list, but I can't say I'm unhappy they did. I think it's kind of exciting.
I actually did have Children of Time written down for quite a while until I convinced myself about Khan being more important. But I do have a special place for Children of Time.
Very good.
All right, Cam. Number 23.
Yeah, so this was a fairly strong category. You had Sarek from Season 3 TNG, which I considered very strongly. Living Witness from Season 4 Voyager, which is a fantastic Doctor episode. I also looked a little bit at the Season 3 original series episode All Our Yesterdays, which is a really strong Spock episode that people don't really pay that much attention to because it falls in Season 3. But I ended up going with Iborg, Season 5 TNG. This is the introduction of Hugh, one of my favorite TNG episodes. The dynamic between Geordi and Hugh is fascinating, as well as the decisions Picard has to make over the course of this episode that would continue on into the rich tapestry, pardon the pun, that is Picard, the series.
This is kind of one of those go-to episodes about, like, I like it when Star Trek gives us the choice between a bad decision and another bad decision, and you have to figure out which one to ultimately go with. And this is such a prime example of it with Iborg.
It's another one of those ones I would show people that don't necessarily like Star Trek, and they could deal with the morality of the episode. It's a terrific choice.
I just wish Living Witness was not in this slot, because I wish there was room somewhere on this list for Living Witness from Star Trek Voyager, which is one of my all-time favorite Doctor episodes.
Yeah, that is very true. I feel like there's a lot of Voyager episodes that just in a different arrangement would have made this list versus, like, you know, when you have Someone to Watch Over Me going up against like some all time great episodes, it's tough. Like Return of the Archons, it's very tough to make that argument, but there are a lot of episodes of Voyager that I think are so close. They're just on the brink of getting in.
Alrighty, Scott's rounding out with number 24 here.
Let's see how I can ruin this one. I struggled with 24, actually, because it has some really good options in The Next Generation with, like, the next phase, Menage a Trois, or A Troy, I guess. But I wanted to throw some love at Enterprise for this one. And so I went with Zero Hour.
Oh, interesting. You see, when you were saying this, I was actually thinking you were going to go with First Flight, the prequel episode. But Zero Hour, I mean, when you have Archer outrunning Sparks and Fire, you can't go wrong.
It's probably one of the best season finales in Star Trek after Best of Both Worlds and things like that, and Scorpion Part 1.
I think that image of, you know, Archer outrunning the fireballs really kind of illustrates what it's going to be like for Scott when he introduces himself to our listeners of Subspace and they demand to know why he picked Return of the Archons.
What are you talking about, Tyler? They're going to start a petition for me to take your space.
Have at it, sir.
Tyler's tired. He can't take it anymore.
6-7 years is a good run.
Yeah. The only episodes that I, it's funny because I didn't have one really picked out. I was going to talk my way through it because I had like First Flight was acknowledged, Zero Hour was as well. This Side of Paradise from the original series, as well as The Ultimate Computer, a very underrated episode from season 2 TOS were also highlighted, as well as Relativity from Voyager. So I was kind of bouncing between all of them because I don't think any of them are those home run obvious pick episodes. It was just a decision for me going to be in the moment of which one I felt like siding with.
I might have gone with Tuvix.
Nah.
Sure.
Not as much Tuvix love as I was hoping for, but I'm dead serious. Okay, guys. We are in our final round here, and the order will be for episode 25, Scott, episode 26, Cam, and episode 27, a bonus episode, anything that could have, you know, we could have talked about throughout this, I will be picking that bonus episode. So, Scott, take it away.
These last few episode numbers are very tough. It is, yeah. It is crunch time now.
And can I point something out, though? Just before you make any sort of picks, though, but episode 26 of a season, well, like, let's say All Good Things or What You Leave Behind, those are not episodes 26. Those are episodes 25 of their respective seasons. Those are feature-length episodes, and they actually aired 25th. You could make an argument that one of those two could be featured here.
Exactly. And, you know, when I can't remember who picked first. I think it was Tyler for Way of the Warrior.
Yes.
Yeah. That was my choice too, but I was worried that because it's a feature length episode, it would get discounted. So I'm glad it made it in, which kind of helps my reasoning for my choice. But some of the ones that didn't make it are The Inner Light, which is a, you know, top five episode, and What You Leave Behind, both terrific episodes. But I think I have to just go with All Good Things. You just can't touch it. It's...
Yeah, I rewatched that episode just a few weeks ago as I was finishing up my TNG run, and I the episode holds up. Like, it's never not held up over the last 26 years. This is one of the top 10 series finales of all time, just in television history. So you can't go wrong with this pick.
What did you get, Cam?
Yeah, I mean, All Good Things. I didn't pick it. And it's not because of quality. I actually think you're 100% right to choose it. It is an all-timer episode. But I was like, at that weird 25 slot, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But I guess we can look at it maybe as like, I don't know, some sort of farewell to Picard before the season ends, I guess. But The Inner Light was the one I had highlighted. The only other one that I was looking at initially was Devil in the Dark from the original series. Obviously, the Horta episode, hugely iconic. Very great episode, but All Good Things. Like, what a miracle episode. You know, you consider the time constraints they were under when they put that one together and how it turned out and to be one of the, not just one of the great Star Trek finales, but one of the greatest finales in the history of television. What a triumph.
When they show your episode to people who are writing TV shows in school and stuff, you know you've done a good job.
Yeah.
Said the writer of Return of the Archons.
Ha 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 ha!
Okay,
I'm never
going to
live that down.
Cam, number 26, please.
Now, I feel like people are going to be angry at me with this pick, maybe, because I think a lot of people are going to say, well, you got to end the season on a cliffhanger. You know, we have our next episode, the bonus episode, but that could be like a holiday special or something. You know, for the actual season, I'm like, okay. I think people are going to say, well, you got to go with Best of Both Worlds Part 1 or Scorpion Part 1. Boy, and I didn't. Because to me, Call to Arms from DS9 Season 5 is the greatest cliffhanger in the history of Star Trek, with the Dominion invading DS9, taking it over, Sisko leaving the baseball on his desk, and that final shot of Avery Brooks on, you know, the Defiant, looking ponderously forward. What a finale. I've said before, when I watched it, I was so excited, I kept dropping the discs everywhere. I couldn't even get the next disc into the player. I ended up having to buy a new player because I broke it trying to get the disc in. No, that's all made up, but it was nonetheless very exciting. But how do you not pick a Call to Arms? I'm just curious from you two, would you have come down in a different direction?
Absolutely not. No way. Call to Arms all the way, no question about it. This is the correct pick. This is objectively the correct pick that everyone should have on their list.
Scott?
Objectively, I didn't have that pick on my list.
He wanted Return of the Archons Part 2.
He was Turnabout Intruder.
No, I went with Best of Both Worlds. I don't disagree that A Call to Arms is one of the best cliffhanger episodes and the best choices for 26, but this was like the peak of Star Trek. Picard has been abducted and assimilated by the Borg. That's your captain. The stakes were never higher.
I think in the situation with Deep Space Nine, you know, the stakes were never higher for the entire quadrant.
I out of the two, and you guys know this about me, we've known each other years, Deep Space Nine is my favorite Star Trek show. Yeah. I would choose to watch A Call to Arms personally before I watch Best of Both Worlds Part 1, because I know the conclusion is better. But I just, as a piece of television, that last scene, Riker's just like fire, and you're like, oh good God, and it cuts to black. What a cliffhanger.
If you want to make the argument, I would say that Best of Both Worlds is a better standalone episode that doesn't require resolution than, say, Call to Arms. I think you could look as Best of Both Worlds Part 1 as just kind of maybe a very dark conclusion to the entire journey of TNG if they never got picked up for a fourth season.
This was very much a Kobayashi Maru choice between Best of Both Worlds and Call to Arms, because I know either way people are annoyed because you don't pick one or the other. But I will say this, if we're having All Good Things at 25, doesn't that sort of send off the TNG crew in style? And then we follow that up with a DS9 cliffhanger setting up the next season where they take over. TNG, they're off to the movies, folks. Don't worry about them. They're doing fine. But I felt like Call to Arms is the one that, boy, does that leave me excited for the next season. I mean, not that Best of Both Worlds doesn't, but Call to Arms is just, for me, that extra bit effective. Just that tiny little bit more effective.
Well, I guess I'll tie it all together with my bonus pick of Will You Take My Hand, the season one finale of Star Trek Discovery. I kid. That was a terrible finale. So, look, I've got a lot of debating to do about, like, how I want to treat this bonus pick. Do I pick something that kind of complements what's come before it? Do I just go with an all-out favorite episode of all time? Do I try to make up for the episode number 21 in which we had Return of the Archons? And maybe there's an episode 21 in there that would be better suited for this list. If I'm going to give it to a bonus episodes, what would make this kind of perfection in your guys' eyes? I'm willing to like listen to some suggestions as well if there's one that might tie things all nicely in a bow.
I'm not going to suggest you an episode, Tyler, because I want this to come from you. But what I think is might be interesting to talk about is what we want from this episode. Because from your description before, you're sort of seeing off the TNG crew in All Good Things, and then you're joining the Deep Space Nine crew with A Call to Arms. I saw this more as a don't worry about the characters so much. Just worry about the story, as this is one season together with the same characters almost, like you're meshing it all together. So for me, it has to be an episode that ends the season.
Kind of gives some resolution, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked at it more as a almost just a standalone episode, because I thought of episode 26 as our cliffhanger, and that the bonus episode is sort of like a, you know, almost like a short trek where you don't necessarily, it's not tied to the season. You don't have to be that invested in the season to watch a short trek. This can just be a really fun, great hour of Star Trek that tides people over until the next season.
Oh, you've convinced me, Cam. Children of Mars, the short trek it is.
So, Cam, what you're saying is this is the Star Trek knock list.
That's right.
So we I'll be take heroes. Just for one day. So I'll take you guys through my thought process here, and I'll tell you what I ultimately landed on. I was originally thinking like maybe something like The Drumhead or Perfect Mates, you know, those are both episodes 21 throughout this. And then I was thinking, well, if we're going to follow up Call to Arms, do we want some resolution with Sacrifice of Angels? I think Sacrifice of Angels gives us that resolution, but I don't know if it's, you know, an all-time Star Trek episode. It's great, but it's I don't think it'll make my top 50 list. Ultimately, I'm kind of leaning more towards what Cam was saying. Like, this is a bonus kind of adventure. This is something that's, you know, like we can just have as the cherry on top of this perfect season sundae that we've been going with. So with that, I'm going to go with a Star Trek Lower Decks episode. There are two that are really popping out to me. I've got to go with Cupid's Errant Arrow. Like, that is the one that turned me on to Lower Decks and convinced me this is a show that's having fun in the universe. I had more laughs in that one than any of the other ones. I think it's No Small Parts, terrific finale, but I give the edge to Cupid's Errant Arrow. I need some representation from this Kurtzman era of Star Trek, and it is going to be you, sir. Cupid's Errant Arrow it is.
Yeah, I can't fault you for this one. I'm excited to see Lower Decks make the list. That's not what I had listed. I had City on the Edge of Forever, which is actually the 27th episode of TOS Season 1, so it was not in contention for any category except for this one. But I can't fault you for picking a Lower Decks episode that's really fantastic. And we have a lot of TOS episodes already on the list, so I think it all works out. It gives the list more diversity. The only other one that I looked at that I thought could be interesting was The Cage, just because as a unaired pilot, it's kind of like this interesting little solo adventure. It doesn't tie to anything else we've talked about in this episode. It's just a solo Pike story. I thought that could be kind of cool, but City on the Edge was the one I was going for. What about you, Scott?
You take the mickey out of me for Archons. You're over here picking The Cage.
What's wrong with The Cage?
Well, there was a reason why it didn't make a further episodes. He cries hey. About a horse.
No, wait a minute. They are making more episodes. Strange New World.
You're right, Tyler, you're right.
I'm
glad
it took them 55 years.
to realize what they've done and what they missed out on, yeah, exactly. I'm glad you went with something fun. I think if you were going to go with Cam's way of doing it, which is like having a coda on the end of the season, something fun would have been the best way to go. Something like In a Mirror Darkly, which is that sort of a pantomime, campy fun, or Lower Decks, any of the episodes really are a great choice. I probably would have gone for, what's the episode 8 where they go on the holodeck? Or is it episode 9? Where it's like the movie style one.
Oh, it's not Veritas, is it?
No.
Crisis Point.
Right.
And I know it because it's on my list as one of the backups after Metamorphosis.
Yeah, that probably would have been my pick. It's just something really fun. But Cupid's Errant Arrow is a great choice.
Okay. Well, guys, I will quickly blast through this, but Cam, much like we did last week by posting like a actual list later on our blog, I will post the full list for anybody that wants to go through it. But here we go. Episode 1, Way of the Warrior. 2, Darmok. 3, Home. 4, Who Watches the Watchers. 5, Rejoined. 6, Trials and Tribulations. 7, Body and Soul. 8, Twilight. 9, Metamorphosis. 10, Journey to Babel. 11, Parallels. 12, Macrocosm. 13, Far Beyond the Stars. 14, Balance of Terror. 15, Tapestry. 16, Galileo 7. 17, A Piece of the Action. 18, Cause and Effect. 19, In the Pale Moonlight. 20, His Way. 21, Return of the Archons. 22, Space Seed. 23, Eyeborg. 24, Zero Hour. 25, All Good Things. 26, Call to Arms. And bonus episode, Cupid's Errant Arrow. I can't help but notice, like, with 24, 25, 26, it's all a lot of kind of conclusion, like, going on here. I think that's kind of the perfect way to kind of wrap up the tail end of the perfect season of Star Trek.
Very notable that Discovery and Picard never got chosen. I think every other series was fairly well represented, though.
Yeah, I think they just fell victim to being stacked up against some really strong episodes. But Scott pointed it out, though. Like, those seasons wrap up after, like, maybe 13 or 14 episodes. In the case of Picard and Lower Decks, 10 episodes. So if they weren't picked early on, they weren't going to get picked at all, which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, and I should also say the animated series never got chosen as well. But that one, there was only one episode I felt like was ever in contention, and that's Yesteryear. So if it's not picked at slot number two, then you're not going to get the animated series on the list either.
Yeah, look, if you're up against Darmok or The Visitor or, you know, Enterprise Incident, that's kind of tough.
Yeah, very tough. Okay, so I think on that note, our assignment is complete. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, we want to hear from you. Jump on over to the Facebook page at facebook.com/subspacepod. We'd love to see your perfect Star Trek seasons. Let us know, because I know people had some thoughts on the ranking of characters last week, so I want to know what your ranked list of Star Trek episodes would be. Okay, you can, of course, find us on the Twitter. I'm at Cam. V is in Visionary. Did not make my list. Smith.
You can find me at Reportin. That's REPORTON. N as in Nepente. That could have actually made my list.
And Scott?
You can find me and Cam at SpyHards. That's SpyHards. S as in you should definitely go back and revisit The Return of the Archons.
And you can, of course, find SpyHards wherever you get your podcasts. We're everywhere. SpyHards.com as well. So, yeah. Okay, so Tyler, what are we doing next time?
Cam, we are going to do a return to Star Trek Picard Season 1. You've got the Blu-ray set. I'm doing my binge watch. We've dissected the show. And I'll tell you, I'm going into this with an open mind. I'm going into this with good faith. It's going to be an interesting discussion in which we talk about what, you know, Star Trek Picard ended up being and what we're hoping it will be and what it could be as it moves forward.
Very exciting. Okay, so until next time, the arena is closed.